T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I really love the mayor of Brigantine laying it out. Can you imagine? Reasonable town, reasonable guy, and they have the officious DEP or whatever the New Jersey group is. It says, no, we're going to kill off the foxes. We got to protect the piping plover rather than it trying to accommodate all the animals. Wouldn't you think? All right, that, and it just occurred to me when I was joking with the mayor about the seagull thing. I think it was Ocean City last year. And look, I don't like moral laws and ridiculous fines, but I think Ocean City said it'll be a $500 fine if you're feeding the seagulls. I mean, I've seen wild stuff on the beaches with this, and any number of people, and they let their kids do it. They just continue to do it the whole time that you're there. So what is it that bugs you? What's the annoying behavior on the beach that you think not should be banned, but for fun, ban it? Give me one that you've experienced, you've seen as we start to. I'm not a big fan of the beach umbrella, I got to say. If you're going to the beach, it's a sun place. And, all the stuff and the giant beach umbrellas and all that, not exactly a fan of that either. That's not like the seagull feeding. And have you spotted any guys in Speedos? I haven't seen that in a while. At least not in Anglesey. 855-839-1210. You got a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210 and you'll get in. Dave is in Westmont. Dave's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dave.
Wow, thanks. Well, you stole my thunder. I was going to say my pet peeve is ban Speedos if you're 200 pounds and over.
Well, yes, yeah, exactly. How about can we be a bit sexist here? In our judgment, women that shouldn't wear bikinis. That might be a ban, too, that we should put in.
Quick, about the fox.
Yes.
You know, we have this million-acre state forest run by the Wharton and all the other state forests. And I'm actually quite familiar with it. And what they currently do, they'll reintroduce some of the animals back into the forest. Like,
right,
for instance, you had North Jersey, the black bear situation. They went up and tranquilized the bear and brought it right back to the forest.
So you think taking the foxes and putting them in the pine barrens. The only thing about that, Dave, is I hear you, but Brigantine has adopted them, likes them, and I just thought this was a case of when you see what state agencies will do, God knows the federal government, just telling a small town, we're just going to do whatever we want here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear your point. I would solicit. That's what I would solicit is.
Yeah, I think that's Dave. That's a good idea. Yeah, if that's more the natural environment, I don't know why the foxes are on an island at the shore. My theory is this. Maybe he's right. The foxes were at Pine Barrens. They came down to gamble in AC, and like most gamblers, they lost their shirt, and they couldn't get home. So they're poached there in Brigantine because they don't have the car fare home. How's a fox going to get on the Atlantic City Expressway again without a bus? So I believe those foxes are stuck because of casino gambling, which is an evil entity. We knew that. And now the poor foxes are suffering because the piping plover belongs there, and they don't. They're homeless. Let's go to Warren in Roxborough. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Warren, do you have an annoying beach behavior?
Well, no, I was actually calling about the fox and plover situation.
Sure.
Well, it is a little bit more complicated. I think there's valid points on both sides, but when you're talking about relocating something like a red fox, that's what's deemed a rabies vector species, and there has been substantial evidence that would prove that moving them from one location to the next could spread potentially fatal diseases. So that's one reason why the relocation wouldn't be practical.
Okay, well, they stay there, and you make accommodation for the piping plover, but why put them in traps or just murder them?
Well, if you want to say murder them, I mean, that might be a little bit of a charged statement. I think you would agree there's situations where animals need to be euthanized, if that's a better way of phrasing it.
Well, I agree, but you know what? I don't get how this is nature, isn't it? If the piping plover is going to be attacked by foxes, they're doing what they're charged to do. We would, again, put them in traps, kill them in traps, or shoot them.
Well, you're absolutely right that it is their natural behavior, but the reason this is a bit more complicated is human intervention. So the way we've developed the area has made the location less favorable for the plovers, so they're at a loss. But it's actually made it more favorable for animals like the foxes. You know, they raid trash cans, steal pet food when people leave it outside for their dog or cat. So they're actually, in a lot of areas throughout the state, in an unnaturally high abundance. So that's
all right, well, let me ask you, though, Warren, though, isn't this a local issue? So the locals have made a decision that the ambassador is not the piping plover. It's the red fox.
Well, I do agree that it is, in a lot of ways, a local issue, but the plover is actually federally endangered, and I know this might be taking the conversation somewhere we don't like, but that does allow other people to come in, whether we think they should be there or not.
I hear you, Warren, and it does take it where we don't like. Thanks for a great call. How many times did I do shows on the, this goes all the way back to the DB days, about the Canadian geese? I remember, what was it, Percussy and towns like that had a huge problem. I mean, these things just leave a trail of debris, if you know what I mean, that is unbelievable, and they couldn't do anything about it. Canadians. It's a treaty with the Canadians. These geese were protected under international law. That's even better than national law. God knows what they would have done with the red fox in that situation. So, no, I think the town of Brigantine ought to be able to make this decision, don't you? So you have some bird lovers or piping plover or some officious people on the state level, and they're telling Brigantine what to do. And I can't even get people to ban the Speedo. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, we'll get you in. But getting near beach season, that is always a favorite thing to talk about. I don't know this year if the tents will be the big bad behavior etiquette on the beach. What are you thinking when you show up and put like seven tents together across an area of like 100 feet or something? Like, what in the world goes through your mind that that's not offensive to everybody else? Well, we paid for these. I mean, these were elaborate, too. It was like Lawrence of Arabia was being filmed. Let's go to Michelle in West Norriton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Dom.
Hi.
The thing that I find most distressing, especially at this point in my life, is when people and their families dig these giant holes in the beach.
Yes.
And leave them there. You know, I try to retain some dignity getting in and out of a chair these days. So when I go strolling along the shoreline and want to take in the beauty and I end up falling into a hole and land on my knees and can't get up, that's very undignified behavior.
Now, you know what? That is a great thing. I have to pull Ro up out of the chair. She has the lowest slung chair on the beach. Would you tell her to get a higher chair? That's not dignified. Would you have to have somebody pull you up out of the chair, right? I'm
well,
serious. I have photographs of it.
It's even worse when you're at a water park and you're kneeling on concrete and then have to turn around and leverage yourself up using the arms of the chair and then tip over. There are things that become, you know.
All right, I'm writing that down. If I see somebody digging a hole and not filling it in, at least with a body, it's Jersey after all, then I am going to complain in your honor, Michelle. Thank you very much. Mark in the Northeast is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
You're welcome, Mark. Hi.
I have an idea. With these foxes, considering that they banned fox hunting a few years back in England, why don't we take up fox hunting? You know, the fancy costumes, the wigs. We could even turn it into a big tourist thing here. People could come in from England that missed fox hunting, and we take care of the problem of the foxes.
Yes, and now this is done on horseback, right? You have to hunt a fox on horseback, yes.
Correct.
Is a powdered wig available? Do you need a powdered wig?
I think we could make arrangements to get powdered wigs. I
think Bill and I would be up for that. I know I would be. We could. It's a better sport than soccer, fox hunting.
Much better than soccer. And I wonder who's going to have to play the bugle, though, here. Somebody's got to play a bugle when you're going fox hunting.
I don't know if I have my bugle here anymore. I used to have my bugle here. No, that's the drum. No, I don't have that. Whatever happened to the bugle? Yeah, we used to have the bugle. Let's go to Robert. He's in Old City on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Dom. I got to tell you, how about these people who are just terrified of over-disciplining their kids? So they basically just let them run around like crazy, kicking stand-up on everybody's lunch that it's around them. I don't know about you, but if you've ever bitten into a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with sand on it, you'll never forget it for the rest of your life.
Well, Robert, you know what? I am the one that always says, if they're well-mannered, we get this debate going, because I've been there with kids. They ought to be able to go to restaurants, but you're right. Too many people on the beach are either afraid of disciplining them or saying, I brought you down here, now go crazy. And kids have kids have no limitations that they're running over top of your blanket. And they have no spatial sense. They're just running crazy all over the place. That's a real good one. You know, I would hope a seagull would intervene at that point. That is in my top three, though, as we develop the list each week as we head to the shore. Good one, Robert. Excellent call. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.